Welcome back to the podcast. This podcast will cover more topics. Sure, the last episode may have not been very entertaining, but today we'll be talking about gaming consoles and what one is the best out of the four that have released since last year. So, from the PC gaming side, we have the Steam Deck. From the Nintendo side, we have the Nintendo Switch OLED. Then we also have the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X and S, and that's basically it. Now, choosing one of these, you'll have to choose your budget. And the Xbox Series S is the cheapest out of the bunch. It costs $300 USD, which is $400 Canadian, for the Canadian viewers, which is majority of the viewers. Basically, in my opinion, I feel like the Steam Deck is one of the best values. Now, the reason why I like the Steam Deck and I feel like it's one of the best options out there is because it's not only a console, it's also a handheld and a computer. And you're gonna say, the thing is that's cool about it is it costs $500 Canadian, which is also $400 USD, I think, or something like that. And it comes with, although it comes with only 64 gigabytes, it comes with a carrying case, which is nice, because whenever you buy a console that's a handheld, you always have to buy the case. And that's can be annoying and all that stuff. But the thing I like about the Steam Deck is the fact that, you know, you can just plug in your peripherals and put it on the monitor, and it's just become a full-fledged computer, right? It's got good specs, 16 gigabytes of RAM, which personally I think is more than enough. My computer has 16 gigabytes of RAM, the one that I have currently, and it's DDR4, and it runs really good, and I think that that's more than enough for a console. I think the thing is, you can play Xbox games on the Steam Deck as well. That's another thing that's pretty cool. So for example, recently Doom Eternal came out on the Xbox and also on the PC, so you can play it on the, like, Xbox Series X or S or whatever you choose, but you can also play on the Steam Deck, right? So there's Microsoft exclusives available on the Steam Deck. So if you're a Microsoft fan, you have that choice. Plus, the thing I like about it is the fact that you can download other operating systems on the Steam Deck. So if you don't like SteamOS, you can install It's called Windows. I don't know why I forgot that, but you can install Windows on the Steam Deck. And what I think is cool about that is you can use stuff like xCloud, you can use PS Plus, and you can download and try PlayStation exclusives. You can download emulators, you can do all that sort of stuff, right? No, emulators are wrong, I'm just kidding, though. If you're into that stuff, you can use it, but, like, I feel like the Steam Deck is a good option. Definitely a good option over the Switch OLED. I feel like kind of got ripped off for the upgrade a bit, like the whole thing, right? Like, sure, it's $50 USD more, but all you get really, if I'm being honest, is like a bigger screen and like just a different stand and like a different dock and stuff. There aren't much many different things that you still use the same hardware, all that stuff. All the hardware is more last generation, right? Each 3 years is its own generation. So 2013 was when the PlayStation 4 came out and when the Xbox came out. And that was one generation. And if you think about it, the PlayStation 4 Pro came out in 2015, I think. Yeah, 2000. I think it came out in 2015. And if you think about it, that was in 2015. Let me just double check that. Let me check that before I verify that. But let me quickly verify that. The PlayStation 4. Let's see. The PS4 Pro release date was in November of 2016, which was another generation because, yeah, so 2013, 2016, and then in 2018, I don't think there was a new PlayStation, but that was another generation as well of a whole new generation, I guess you would say. And then now in 2020, 4 years later, there was the PlayStation 5. So I guess technically, if you think about it, every 3 to 4 years there's a new generation of technology, or just a new generation of consoles. And the Steam Deck, the Switch OLED, the PlayStation 4, all that stuff, they're all a part of these, this PlayStation, all of these are now part of the new generation. But personally, I feel like the OLED is still kind of using technology of the last generation. See, because in 2016, the PS4 Pro supported 4K, right? Whilst the Switch OLED, it is 2021, doesn't run 4K. I think it still runs 1080p when you are on the TV. Which, I mean, that kind of sucks, and it's kind of stupid because that's 4 years ago that was old technology, right? Because in 4 years ago, it was 1080p dockable, right? But 4 years ago, PlayStation came out to 4K, but now, it's been 4 years later, and use the same old gosh darn technology. Do you know what I mean? It's stupid. I honestly think it's idiotic. It's just doesn't make sense, and it's just stupid, like I said. I think that it's just not worth the upgrade. It's $50 more. The Nintendo Switch normal price in Canada is $400. Now it's currently $450 for the Switch OLED. I do like the white, if I'm being honest. I think it's nice. If you haven't got the Switch yet, then get it. But if you have got the Switch already, there's really no point of you switching to the OLED model unless if you are like a super fan of Nintendo. And if you are willing to spend that much money, I feel like you may as well spend $50 more and just get the Steam Deck, because I am sure you will enjoy it a bit more. It's a poor little console. If you don't have a computer, you can use it for work, you can use it for stuff like that, you can use it for school. It's just a nice thing to have. And some people these days have been, it's like, there's also like other options, right? Some people would say, okay, for gaming, why don't I just get a PC, or why don't I just get a laptop? I feel like there's no real point of getting a laptop, though, anymore, really, with something like the Steam Deck coming up, because problem with laptops, right, is you don't get the same amount of performance as you would on a computer, but you pay the same amount of money, right? Like, I honestly was in shock the fact that Apple sells i7 MacBooks for $1,000, $1,700. It's crazy how they're charging that much money for something that has an i7 in it, and the i7 runs at the core clock speed of 1.2 gigahertz. Sure, it can be overclocked to 3 gigahertz, but then the thing that makes it even worse is it's not a quad core. It's a quad core, but it's not a 6-core, it's not an 8-core. Usually i7s are 8-cores, right? Like, my dad has an Office PC, no, Office laptop, that his work gave him, like, I think a year or two ago, right? That thing has an i5 that's better than the i7 clock speed, right? Like, I was looking around, and I saw, like, this $500 laptop. It was a dual-core, and it had the core clock speed of 1.2. Like, sure, you get two cores more, but you're spending three times more. You know what I mean? So back to this. So I feel like if you are going to get, if you want a device for gaming, I feel like consoles aren't a bad option, or just get a PC, man. I have a PC for gaming, but I built the computer that I have, and honestly, I like it. Only issue with PC gaming is that it's not portable, and that's why I think the Steam Deck is a good option, right? Because it's a console, and you can also use it for work and school and all that stuff. They're gonna say, how am I gonna take a console to school and stuff? Even if, let's say, you're not allowed to bring one, which is would make kind of sense. You could purchase something like a Mac, not MacBook, sorry. You could purchase something like a Chromebook, and you could just use that for school, or you can even just use a Chromebook and download Parsec on your Steam Deck, so you can be at school using your Steam Deck on your Chromebook, which is cool. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Depends on the person. Now, of the two options that just came out, I think if you're going to choose, if you're deciding, okay, do I want the Nintendo OLED, or do I want the Steam Deck, I think you should go with the Steam Deck, right? If you are a Nintendo fanboy, then just go with the OLED model, or just go with the normal model. Honestly, if you don't really care that much about resolution, I say might as well just go with the OLED. I have the normal model, and it's fine. I don't see the point of even upgrading anyways. Why spend $300 just to get, no, $400, $450 to upgrade to a quote-unquote better model that only has design differences and stuff, right? So you will need to do a reservation fee, I think it is, to pre-order the Steam Deck. So I think it's $5 or something you have to pay, and it's just sort of you just reserve it for order. So honestly, depends on the person. Now, the Xbox and PlayStation battle is completely different. If you're getting a console, then that's a completely different battle. And honestly, I feel like you can't really compare the Steam Deck that much to the consoles, because they're two completely different concepts. You can compare the Steam Deck to the Switch OLED and all that stuff, but I feel like you can't compare the Steam Deck to consoles. I feel like the PlayStation 5 versus the Xbox Series X may be a hard one. I've heard the Xbox Series X has better hardware. So if you're into hardware, then you may want to go with the... if you want a better hardware, then you may want to go with the Xbox. And I feel like the Xbox is now becoming more better than the PlayStation. This is my honest opinion, because of the xCloud integrability and stuff. I feel like it's cool, the fact that I could turn on my Xbox downstairs. And let's say if I have a computer, and I don't want to have the Xbox here, and I have good Wi-Fi, I can remotely connect to my Xbox using my PC. And I personally think that's pretty cool. And let's say if you bought the Steam Deck, and then you also bought the Xbox, right? They're a perfect duel, because let's say you're gaming on the go, just take your Steam Deck and remote connect to your Xbox, or you can play the games on the Steam Deck, right? You have the limitless opportunities. On the other hand, the PlayStation doesn't have a remote connect on the computer thing, and I don't like that. I mean, honestly, I like the remote connection thing, because back in early a few months ago, I tried using it, and I liked it because I didn't have a graphics card back then, and now I do have one, but at that time, I didn't have a graphics card, so I was using an integrated graphics card, and that was horrible. So personally, I think it was a good little thing to have, and yeah, so honestly speaking, both are very good consoles. Just depends on your use case and what you are into. Or let's say if you want to play more of the PlayStation exclusives, then yeah, go get the PlayStation. If you want to get more of the Xbox ones, then just get the Xbox. And if you're really just a gamer, just get both. And if you're a really, really big gamer, then just get all of them, man. Go ahead and enjoy it, you know? But after all, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Pretty cool stuff. Just choose accordingly, and what you think is good for you is just good for you, right? If you're a Nintendo sort of person, then go with the Nintendo. I personally liked... I had the Nintendo Switch, right? I have the normal one, and I think it's a nice console to have to play with family and stuff. Because I like spending family time and playing games with them, right? Like, I remember when I was younger, I used to play on the Wii U, and we used to play Super Mario 3D World as a family. But stuff like that, like, depending on your use case and stuff, for family, I feel like the Switch is a good option. Switch OLED, I mean, as much as I was kind of hating on it earlier, it's not a bad console. Honestly, if you want it, just go get it. If you're into the Switch, just go get it instead of the... basically, just get something that will make you happy, and you don't want to get something where it's like, eh, in the end, you're kind of disappointed. But I feel like, in my opinion, the Steam Deck's one of the best options, and because I just like the Steam Deck out of the... if I had the option, okay, would you rather get the Steam Deck or the Switch? I would say the Steam Deck, just because of the features, the hardware, right? There was no real difference between the Switch and the normal Switch, other than just appearances. I don't know. Just, this is all opinions. Each person has their own opinion on different things. And I guess I'm going to wrap it up there. We're going to have another episode soon. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. Bye.